And I was going to get to that because that's the third layer I want to kind of try to add in here. So let's talk about rucaparib, the date on that, the approval there, and again, how that's going to fit into this whole thing with the three of them.
Yes. So, at the moment, we don't have the maintenance data for rucaparib. That will come out in the ARIEL 3 trial, which we hope will be ready later this year. So, putting the maintenance question to one side, where the label is at the moment in the USA is for patients who've had two or more lines of chemotherapy, who have a BRCA mutated ovarian cancer, and that includes somatic or germline, and they are then suitable for rucaparib therapy. So the data for rucaparib are broadly similar to the data for olaparib in that setting. One has to remember that the license for olaparib in the US is for three or more lines, whereas the license for rucaparib is two or more prior lines of chemotherapy.
Could I just
So,
clarify, do those lines include adjuvant chemotherapy?
yeah, so it would include the first line of platinum, correct, yes. So if you have a group of patients who've had only two prior lines, the expectation is that the response rate, the duration of the response rate, is probably going to be longer than it is if you've had three prior lines. So you have to be very careful if you try to make comparisons between the olaparib and rucaparib data in terms of the USA license. And again, I think there's very little to choose between the two in terms of activity, very slight differences in spectra of toxicity, but it's not very great.
But you can give rucaparib after three lines of chemo,
Oh,
correct?
you can. You can. Yes,
So
yes.
again, coin flip in that situation between olaparib and rucaparib.
Well, I think it is a bit of a flip coin. At the moment, as we speak today, of course, the olaparib license in the USA is for the capsules, which are 16 capsules a day. Whereas the rucaparib license is 600 milligrams twice daily, which are four a day. So there may be a question of it being more palatable for patients to have rucaparib than olaparib on that basis alone.